Have you ever felt like you're just, drowning in daily tasks, wishing you could win back hours every single day?
Oh, absolutely. It feels universal sometimes.
So today we're diving deep into exactly that. Our mission for this deep dive is to unpack insights from a really fascinating YouTube video by Jono Katliff. It showcases 10 insane AI agent use cases in NAN.
Right. And in this world of just constant information overload, our goal today is really to cut through some of that noise.
Yeah.
We want to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge for you, revealing some surprising, but also really practical ways these AI agents can automate and streamline your life and work.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Get ready to be amazed by what's possible right now.
Let's do it.
So, kicking us off with a common frustration one many of us face, right? Managing your calendar. I know for me, it often feels like just a constant game of like digital Tetris.
Absolutely. And the clever part here is how an AI agent connects things. So by connecting ChatGPT with a platform like NAN.
Okay, NAN, that's sort of the automation glue.
Exactly. Yeah, the glue for your digital tools. It can seamlessly integrate with, I mean, tens of thousands of applications, Google Calendar included, of course.
Right.
So you could just, prompt it. Say something like, please create me a calendar event for tomorrow at 2 p.m. for 1 hour with Joe.
Okay.
And the agent then starts this, like, two-way conversation. It asks follow-up questions to confirm details. Maybe coffee with Joe.
Ah, okay. So it clarifies.
Yeah. It checks for conflicts in your schedule, creates the event, and then even confirms it back to you, sending the calendar invite.
That's genuinely impressive. I mean, having that confirmed and just automatically, poof, added to your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, like, what's the setup? Is it straightforward for someone who's maybe not super technical? Or are there little catches?
It's actually surprisingly accessible.
Yeah.
And the blueprints for this agent and, many others we'll talk about, they're freely available.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the idea is to make these kinds of multi-app workflows understandable, implementable, turning simple natural language into complex actions.
Right.
It's not just about scheduling effortlessly.
Right.
It's about reclaiming that mental energy, that cognitive load from all the admin stuff.
Yeah, freeing you up to actually think about the meeting itself.
Exactly. Imagine the mental space you'd gain.
Okay, moving on then. Another big time sink, manually finding information online, especially for things like lead generation or just research.
Yeah, definitely. So this next AI agent, it automates web scraping. It can pull from all sorts of places, TikTok, Instagram, Apollo, Yellow Pages, Google Maps, you name it.
Wow.
It's perfect for automatically finding emails, phone numbers.
Yeah.
Say, extracting leads like CEOs or heads of marketing from databases like Apollo, for instance.
Right. The original video showed a really powerful example of this, didn't it?
It did.
Scraping 5 leads from Google Maps and then seeing them just automatically pop up in a Google Sheet in real time. It's quite striking.
It is. And this brings up a really important point about scale, something the source shared as crucial advice.
Okay.
Always test with small samples first. Small batches.
Yeah.
Because large scrapes can get expensive fast.
Ah, good tip. Makes sense. Costs could rack up.
Yeah. And beyond just the cost, you also have to think about, are there other hurdles, unexpected issues that come up with big automated scraping jobs?
That's a great question. And for you listening, think beyond just lead gen. This kind of capability really democratizes market intelligence, doesn't it?
It really does.
Even small businesses can gather that kind of granular, real-time data that used to be just for big companies with huge research teams.
Exactly.
Okay, now, this next one, this is where it gets really interesting for me. It felt almost sci-fi. An AI making phone calls for you.
Right, yeah.
How does that even begin to work?
It's pretty innovative.
Mm-hmm.
So the process could be like you message a platform, say Telegram.
Okay.
And the AI, using an application like Vappy, that's V-A-P-P-Y, it actually makes the call for you.
Wow.
Yeah. The source video had this remarkable example, booking a hair appointment. The AI handled the entire conversation.
No way.
Yeah. Including specific requests like preferred times between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Thursday. Stylist preference. Can I book with Sarah?
Wow.
It confirmed the booking and then even offered to send a reminder via text message.
That is, freaking awesome, frankly. But
yeah.
Okay, the source did add a caveat, right?
Yes, absolutely. Important caveat.
Yeah.
While it's super cool, this tech is still, pretty new. It's in its infancy.
Right.
It's not quite as effective as a human yet for, say, complex customer service or nuanced sales calls.
Okay, that's simple stuff.
But for simple tasks, routine things, yeah, it excels.
So think about it. What routine calls, what simple inquiries could you just hand off to an AI? That's pretty cool.
It really is.
Absolutely. And speaking of daily struggles, the inbox, for so many of us, it just feels like this relentless tide, right?
Ugh, tell me about it. Yeah.
So this next agent tackles that daily deluge of emails. How does it actually manage to bring order to that chaos? What's the workflow like?
So this one uses what's described as a project inbox, or maybe project zero inbox kind of workflow.
Okay.
The AI agent basically classifies your incoming emails.
Mm-hmm.
It sorts them into categories: promotional, social, personal, sales, recruitment, things like that.
Intelligent sorting.
Exactly. It's about intelligent prioritization. Really changes how you deal with your inbox.
The practical uses seem huge here.
Yeah.
Automatically labeling emails, maybe even just completely removing junk from your inbox entirely.
Yep. Creating draft replies, forwarding invoices straight to your accounting software.
Oh, wow.
And maybe sending you crucial notifications on Slack or Teams if something really important lands.
Okay. The source speaker mentioned using this exact workflow every single day.
That's right.
So achieving true inbox zero sounds amazing, but
yeah.
Are there potential downsides? Like, could the AI mess up and misclassify something vital?
That's a really key consideration, yeah.
How do you safeguard against that?
Well, the system lets you set up rules and have human oversight.
Right.
You typically start cautiously, right? Reviewing its classifications for a while, kind of preening it, refining its understanding, making sure critical stuff isn't getting buried or deleted.
Gotcha. So it's not just about an empty inbox.
No, not at all. It's about having only the most important messages actually presented to you. Cuts down dramatically on that mental clutter.
Okay, next up, let's talk about that tedious task, manual data entry, especially from like physical receipts or PDF invoices?
Yes. The bane of expense reports.
Exactly. Who hasn't dreaded going through a stack of receipts?
Well, this AI agent can tackle that. You feed it PDF invoices or even just pictures of receipts.
What, a photo?
Yeah, an image. It processes them, extracts all the specific line items from the text.
Line items, too, not just the total.
Yep, the details. And then it automatically puts that structured information into, say, a Google Sheet.
Okay, that's impressive.
It automates that really meticulous data entry that eats up hours, turns that stack of paper or those files into usable data almost instantly.
The video showed a really compelling demo, I thought. Uploading a receipt image via Telegram, watching the AI process it, pull out the text, identify the line items, and then seeing them just appear right there in the Google Sheet.
Yeah, it's pretty magical to see it work.
Think about the admin time that frees up for expense tracking, invoice management. Huge.
Definitely.
Now, let's take this whole personal assistant idea further, way beyond just calendar management.
Okay.
This feels like maybe getting close to having like a dedicated staff member, but it's an AI.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The real power here comes from combining platforms like Telegram and N8N again.
Right.
Through this AI agent, it can function as a really comprehensive personal assistant, potentially, you know, saving you the cost of hiring a human one for certain tasks.
Okay, so what kind of tasks are we talking about? How extensive is it?
Pretty extensive. Making calls on your behalf, like we discussed.
Yeah.
Manipulating your calendar. Creating, updating, deleting, searching events.
That's wow.
Handling your Gmail, posting social media updates, managing your to-do list, even dealing with contracts or invoices.
Okay, that's a lot. It's not just simple automation anymore.
No, it's a big shift. It's delegating entire categories of tasks, really.
Yeah.
Freeing up your time and brain power for more strategic things.
And interacting with it looked so simple in the video. Just saying, please add to my to-do list to go shopping tomorrow at 2 p.m. for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, it just appears instantly in the to-do list app. And you can still edit it later, obviously.
Right. It fits into your existing tools.
So what if your AI could genuinely take a significant chunk of that daily admin burden off your shoulders? What kind of tasks, big or small, do you think people listening would find most impactful to delegate here?
Ooh, good question. I think anything that feels like a chore, you know, or just a recurring administrative headache.
Like scheduling, data entry.
Exactly. Scheduling, data input, routine communications. Those were probably the low-hanging fruit. It lets you shift from being reactive, just managing tasks,
right,
to being more proactive and strategic in your thinking.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Client-facing applications, automating interactions directly on your website.
Yeah, this is where AI can directly impact your customer experience.
How so?
Well, by adding an AI chatbot to your website, you enable this powerful automatic two-way communication with clients.
Two-way. So it's not just canned responses.
No, it can actually converse. It can handle frequently asked questions, naturally. But it can also do things like send out invoices or even book follow-up appointments directly in the chat.
Okay.
It creates this really consistent, always-on customer experience, which is, frankly, invaluable today.
Yeah, always-on. That's powerful. It allows you to automatically message clients back and forth, getting them the answers or results they need pretty much around the clock. So think about how that could boost customer service, streamline interactions, offering instant support anytime.
Huge potential there.
So, okay. Putting some of these pieces together, what does this all mean for how an AI can become truly knowledgeable about your specific company, your operations? This feels like where it gets really powerful for businesses.
Yeah, this is where something called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RG, comes in.
RG. Okay, break that down.
Right, RG. It's basically a two-part process. First, you feed it information. You pull documents like contracts, SOPs, invoices, maybe even old text messages.
From where? Like Google Drive?
Yeah, sources like Google Drive. The system extracts the text from all these documents and dumps it into what's called a vector store.
A vector store? What's that?
Think of it like a highly specialized database. It stores the information in a way that lets the AI understand the meaning and the relationships between words and concepts.
Oh, not just keywords, then.
Exactly. Way beyond keywords. It understands context and nuance based on your company's specific information.
Okay, so that's part one. What's part two?
Part two is using that knowledge. This vector store allows the AI agent to query all that company-specific information accurately, so it can then communicate intelligently back and forth with clients, maybe through your CRM system or other channels.
The original video had a great example of this, right?
It did, yeah. A client sends a text, "What services do you offer?"
Okay.
And the AI instantly queries its knowledge base, that vector store, and replies, "We offer DJ, photo, and video services for weddings." Perfectly accurate, based on the company's own data.
That's fascinating. So just to clarify, is the AI truly understanding the documents? Or is it more like super efficient pattern matching? What's the practical difference for accuracy?
It's definitely more sophisticated than just pattern matching. Thanks to the vector store, it's about semantic understanding, grasping the meaning.
Okay.
The practical difference for you is accuracy and relevance. The AI can give precise answers drawn directly from your data, not just generic ones. It basically becomes an informed member of your team.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Consistent, accurate, instant responses to client questions, all powered by your own internal knowledge.
Game changer for many businesses.
Okay, let's explore something maybe a bit more advanced. Using AI to actually build custom software.
Right. This sounds like it could really democratize development, couldn't it?
That's exactly it. The clever part here is platforms like Lovable.dev. It's described as a no-code environment.
No code, okay.
Yeah, where you can essentially code an entire application just by writing in natural language, plain English.
Seriously?
Yeah. You just say things like, create me a prototype for, or create me an internal tool that does X.
Wow.
The source video gave an example, building a social media widget or a content calendar in like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's incredible.
It really shifts the whole paradigm, doesn't it? You don't necessarily need deep coding skills anymore. Just the ability to clearly explain what you want the software to do.
Yeah. Just articulate the need.
And here's a really powerful suggestion the source highlighted. Building a simple AI agent into those custom web apps you just built. Maybe like an internal chatbot for user questions within the app.
Ah, embedding the AI.
Yeah. And as the source speaker noted, doing that would just scream high authority to a customer, especially for service businesses. It gives the impression of years of complex development.
And when it might have taken minutes to set up.
Exactly. Think about the speed and ease developing tailored digital tools that look incredibly professional.
Very smart.
Okay, last one. What's the most surprising, maybe even the most sci-fi use case we saw here? For me, it has to be cloning your own voice.
Yeah, that one definitely raises eyebrows.
Yeah.
How close is this to reality, though?
It's remarkably close. Right now, this AI agent uses tools like 11 Labs.
11 Labs, okay, I've heard of them.
Right, they allow you to voice clone yourself. So that when you maybe get an automated message back from a system, it's actually in your voice.
Whoa.
The source played a brief audio clip. It said something like, "Trains carry our hopes on pathways of progress," in the cloned voice.
Okay, that's cool, but also maybe a bit creepy.
Exactly. I confess it feels a bit uncanny, right?
Yeah.
The source also noted, you know, it's not 100% perfect yet, but it is pretty close to the original voice.
So what are the immediate uses?
Yeah.
And what are the sort of weirder implications of this?
Good question. It definitely blurs the lines, doesn't it? Between pre-recorded stuff and real-time interaction.
For sure.
Immediate uses. Maybe personalized audio messages at scale. Or automated voice assistants that actually sound like you.
Hmm. Interesting.
The deeper implication, though. Maybe it's about how we perceive authenticity, connection, when voices can be replicated so seamlessly.
Yeah, that opens up a whole can of worms, doesn't it?
It really does. And, well, that brings our deep dive to a close.
Wow, we covered a lot.
We really did. An incredible range of AI agents today. Right. From automating your calendar, sifting through emails, all the way to cloning your voice and building custom software.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels like a new era of possibilities and things that are accessible, like right now.
Absolutely. And we really hope this deep dive has given you plenty of insights, lots to think about regarding how these agents could fundamentally change your own daily workflows.
Yeah.
Because remember, knowledge, especially about these fast-moving technologies, it's most valuable when it's understood and actually applied.
Well said. So here's a final provocative thought for you to consider. As these AI agents become increasingly capable handling more and more personal and professional tasks, what new ethical questions or maybe societal shifts might we need to prepare for? Especially when that line between human and AI interaction starts to blur even further.
That's definitely something to chew on.